All right, everybody, if you'll take your seats. The Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia.
Here.
Ranking Member Benjamin. Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chambliss.
Here.
Cross.
Here.
Daniels, excuse. Franklin. Garcia.
Here.
Griffiths.
Here.
Maggard. Porras. Redmond.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. I want to welcome everybody today. Please make sure your cell phones and other devices are turned off or muted. Today we'll be hearing a presentation from the Governor's Office of Policy and Budget on his funding recommendations for the next fiscal year. I believe our Commissioner of Education, Manny Diaz, is here. It's good to see you, sir. As well as our Chancellor of the State University System, Ray Rodriguez. It's good to see you, sir. Thank you both for coming. Shelby Cecil is here today, Education Policy Coordinator. Come on down. You are recognized. It's good to see you as well.
Good afternoon, Chair, members. If you don't mind, I'm going to have the Commissioner and Chancellor join me up here. They'll help me answer any questions afterwards. What I'll do is I'll do a quick intro, just a little bit of the overview of the budget, and then Commissioner Diaz will stand up and run through all the specific details, and then we'll all be here to talk with you guys. So just a quick overview as to who we are. My staff is sitting over here on the right. We work with the Department of Education and the Board of Governors. Obviously, we're just here to speak to you guys about the higher education aspects of those areas, but we do get to work with both of them. You might have seen these charts today in Chris Spencer's presentation during the full Appropriations Committee. Just wanted to point out a couple of pieces for you. The pie chart on the left here reflects the entirety of the governor's budget. It's $114.4 billion. Our respective education budget is the orange slice, which is great because it carries over. We're looking at the orange slice in the general revenue budget as well. As you can see, of the $46 billion in general revenue, the entirety of the early learning through higher education budget takes about 47% of the total general revenue. It's about $21.5 billion. For our respective education budget, just going to break it down for you. Again, I understand you guys are just higher ed, but I want to point out just the full gamut of what we have here. Public schools, that's where your FEFP and non-FEFP lie, are in the red shade, which you can see is 60% of our budget. This is the largest portion. Coming in right behind it on the right is a little bit of a teal color. That's our university budget, which is a little over $4 billion. And then the colleges are above it. They're purple. They're $1.8 billion. So we'll mostly focus on those budgets today. And that's it. That's all you get to hear from me. I'm going to switch over to Commissioner Diaz.
Right, Commissioner. Thank you again. And you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for having me and committee members. Thank you, Shelby. Oh, the clicker. Sorry about that. And we will start on slide 5. Governor DeSantis remains steadfast in his commitment and resolve to keep college affordable for students who want to better their lives and improve their economic futures. As the governor emphasized in his presentation of the budget contains no tuition or fee increases. Additionally, the budget provides funding to ease the financial burdens of families and students attending college. This slide highlights a few of the larger financial aid opportunities available for students and their family. The budget includes $602.7 million to award Bright Future Scholarship recipients, $34.6 million to the Bennett-Quistel Scholarship Program for National Merit Scholars, $19.4 million to cover the cost of full scholarships for children and spouses of deceased or disabled veterans, $122 million for EASE to provide awards of $3,500 for eligible students, $35 million in continued funding for the Open Door Grant to cover the costs associated with short-term, high-demand CTE credentialing and certificate programs at state colleges and school district workforce programs, $6 million in continued total funding for law enforcement scholarships, including $5 million to maintain the Law Enforcement Academy Scholarship Program to cover the cost of tuition, specific fees such as financial aid, activity and service, et cetera, and up to $1,000 in eligible expenses at law enforcement academies for prospective officers at the Florida College System Institution or School District Technical Center. $1 million to maintain the out-of-state law enforcement equivalency reimbursement initiative to provide up to $1,000 to cover the cost of state officer certification exam fee, and any necessary equivalency training program for law enforcement officers who relocate to Florida. $3.5 million to continue the dual enrollment teacher scholarship and allow public school teachers to earn a master's degree in their area of certification to teach college credit courses on their high school campuses. Since day one, Governor DeSantis has praised the excellence of Florida's higher education system, which has been ranked number one in the nation for nearly a decade. To continue that momentum, the budget provides targeted incentive and performance funds to expand opportunities and resources needed to support our trajectory for student success. $2.5 million in continued funding for the Student Success in Career and Technical Education Incentive for school districts with technical colleges. Funds would allow schools with a documented history of performance to start new programs in high demand. $5 million in continued funding for the Adult General Education Performance-Based Incentive for school districts and the Florida College System. Awards will be based on performance in adult basic education, high school equivalency, adult high school, and English language acquisition. Additionally, the budget includes performance funding to encourage Florida State Colleges, universities, and technical colleges to continue initiatives with proven effectiveness in preparing students to graduate on time with skills needed for Florida's growing economy. $8.5 million in continued funding for school district workforce programs. $20 million in continued funding for college workforce programs. $30 million in continued funding for state colleges through the Student Success Incentive Funds, $13 million for the Workforce Student Success Incentive Fund to align programs with state and regional workforce demands, and $17 million for the 2+2 Success Incentive Fund to bolster student transfers from colleges to universities. $645 million continued funding for state universities, and $150 million for Florida College University teacher recruitment and retention. That breaks down with $100 million for the state university system and $50 million for our colleges. Governor DeSantis set Florida's goal to be number one in workforce education. This budget includes a historic investment of over $853 million, bringing Florida's investment under Governor DeSantis to over $8 billion towards that goal. The budget provides funding to expand our career education program, including apprenticeships and pre-apprenticeships. Key investments in workforce education include $439 million in workforce development funding, an increase of $12.8 million, $200 million for workforce development capitalization incentive grant to support secondary and post-secondary career and technical education programs. That's an increase of $100 million. $125 million in continued funding for pipeline and line nursing education programs. $20 million in continued funding for the Pathways to Career Opportunities Grant program for apprenticeships and pre-apprenticeships. And $4 million in continued funding to reward mentor teachers in the program with a bonus of for each of the 2 years they participate. Thank you for the opportunity to present the highlights of Governor DeSantis' education budget recommendations. This budget represents the governor's commitment to Florida families, students, and educators. His investments indicate his support for our earliest through adult learners. We look forward to working with you and your teams as you craft Florida's fiscal year 24-25 budget. Thank you again for your time, Mr. Chair and committee.
Thank you very much, and please make sure y'all all put in the speaker card before you go. Chancellor, you are recognized. Are you going next? All right. Very good. Let's see. Members? All right. We're going to open it up for questions now. Rep. Caruso, you are on deck. Ready to go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Commissioner. And good to see everyone here today. I'm excited about the budget. Really excited about how public schools were adding $1.25 billion to the public school budget from last year, and public safety up $700 million. No, seven. I forget the number. It's up. My question has to, in my apartment, I look out in West Palm Beach at Palm Beach Atlantic University. So I know they take advantage of the EASE, their students take advantage of the EASE grants, and I see that's up $18 million, which is great. Last year, we had $2,500 plus a $1,000 incentive if they were had a major that was a high-demand degree. What are the numbers going to be this year?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, the total number is $3,500 per eligible student.
$3,500.
Yep.
Great.
Rep. Crusoe, would you like another question? Yes, sir. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for that. The $3,500, is that the $2,500 plus $1,000 for the high demand degree as last year, or is it $3,500 period?
You're recognized. Shelby, you're recognized.
Yes, sir. Thank you. No, sir. We're just maintaining the $3,500 award as was appropriated in the 23-24 budget. We don't have that additional incentive built into it.
Love it. Thank you.
Any further questions? Rep. Crusoe? Good. All right. Do we have anyone else? Yes, Representative Cross, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate all of you coming here for this presentation. I had a question about the Open Door Grant Program and how this funding compares to last year and how much of that budget was spent for that program in our last fiscal year.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I believe the funding remains the same for the Open Door Grant, and we can get you the numbers on how much was spent on that. There was a change in statute that's going to facilitate more participation. What we found is in some of the programs, because there was a cap in it, it didn't allow for students to cover their entire program. With the change that the legislature made last year, going forward this year, we believe there'll be more participation and more students taking advantage of that program now that some of those parameters have been changed.
All right. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, members, this concludes our committee agenda. With no other business before the committee, Representative Cross moves, we rise. Meeting is adjourned.